This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In the early days of the pandemic, when we couldn't eat in restaurants, Americans tacked on hefty tips for delivery workers who brought them lunch or dinner. Since then, Americans' generosity when it comes to tips has dwindled.
During the pandemic, we started tipping on 90% of online orders, and now that's starting to go down. It kind of shows you that there's a shift happening.
Coming up, our personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey has been following the money that Americans give to service personnel. He'll join us to discuss how tipping is changing as the pandemic eases. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
During the height of the pandemic, Americans upped their tipping game, showing a lot more gratitude to service personnel. But since vaccines have become widely available, they started returning to form and being less generous with their tips. So where are people still tipping, and where have they pulled back? WSJ personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey joins us with more. Hey, J.J., thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, J.R.
So, J.J., take us back for a moment. Why did tipping increase significantly during the early days of the pandemic, and how much did it rise?
So a lot of us during the early days of the pandemic, we were cooped up and saving money while a lot of our local restaurants were losing business. And we really wanted to be more generous to local restaurants who were losing business during that time. And people found themselves tipping as much as 30%, you know, for a regular order. I think it was the delivery people who braved those early days of the pandemic and brought us our food. We weren't necessarily trying to tip those companies. We were trying to compensate those people who braved the pandemic.
And since then, how much have tips declined?
So according to data from Square, among purchases made over the phone or online, which includes obviously delivery orders, the share of those orders that received a tip declined to 84.4% at the end of February from 85.7% in March 2021. So that's a significant number because before the pandemic, that was around like 50%. You know, people only tip about half the amount of time. And so the fact that, you know, during the pandemic, we started tipping on 90% of online orders, and now that's starting to go down, it kind of shows you that there's a shift happening.
Now, where specifically have people lightened up on tipping?
So as I mentioned, it's delivery orders, cases where you don't have to tip people in person. You can kind of avoid the social pressure of tipping in person and do it from your phone or from your home. And also on pickup orders, I spoke to some folks who said that they, at their restaurants, they noticed that people weren't tipping at all on pickup orders. Whereas earlier, maybe a year or so ago, people maybe felt compelled to help a little more, be more generous. And so, yeah, that's starting to change.
So JJ, what more are you hearing about why people have cut back on tipping, you know, when it comes to food?
What the data could also be telling us is that people are less inclined to leave a tip when there is no waiter or waitress service.
Oh, so the face-to-face service is a big factor here.
It seems that having that waiter or waitress there is really important. So according to Square's data, the average tip amount rose on average to 21.2% from 20.6% for purchases made in person, which is, again, different from what you see with online behaviors around tipping.
Now, how about businesses outside the dining industry? What are you hearing about tipping trends there?
For one, the beauty industry, which was very interesting to me because, you know, spring and summer is coming up here and people want to get more of those cosmetic services done. The average tip amount as a percentage of the total purchase has actually declined to 24.9% from 25.4%, Square said. And that is interesting to me because it looks as if the part that's declining is actually, again, online orders. People are tipping those service workers in the beauty industry for in-person services. But when there is an opportunity to not have to kind of face the person that you're tipping, people feel a little more flexibility to kind of to get away with less.
So it sounds like there's something psychological going on that's leading people to tip more often in certain situations than others.
Yeah, there was one study that could help explain this. So this was a study of taxi cab rides in Chicago, and it showed that people offered more gratuity when there was some sort of inclement weather. And the researchers drew from that people are just more likely to compensate you for some sort of hazard that you're taking on a job or performing some sort of service. So that could be an indication of guilt of you know, like a cab driver, you know, having to drive around in snowy conditions. Or it could just be, you know, an indication of more generosity and wanting to compensate you for taking a risk.
You know, JJ, a lot of people aren't interacting with certain kinds of service workers, instead are relying on delivery apps, for example. How much has technology played a role in reduced tipping?
So I interviewed a barber that is a really good example of this, Tuskegee, Alabama, and he's the owner of Resurrection Cuts. And he talked about how ever since he switched to an appointment-based app to kind of reduce crowding in the store, because obviously he wants to enforce social distancing guidelines, he's noticed that his more generous tippers are starting to tip less, and he's actually seeing a decrease in tips around $25 per day because people are booking the appointment, which allows them to, you know, tip on the app as well. And they're selecting maybe 10% on the app as opposed to, you know, the usual 20-25% that they would give in person. And he said that people are even good tippers when they use like Cash App in person, you know, so it's not necessarily like cash or digital. It's specifically when people are not having to tip you in person. So I found that very interesting.
And you know, JJ, since the early start of the pandemic, we've seen inflation race up to near 8%. How have higher prices influenced tipping?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the Square data doesn't track whether tips are fluctuating because of higher prices. But I did talk to a researcher at the Stanford Graduate School of Business who said there is research that suggests that overall gratuity rates could decline if inflation continues to rise. And we also talked to some folks who work in the restaurant industry who said they noticed people tipping a little less on menu items that were higher priced. So I think there's a lot more work and data to be done on this topic, but the data is showing that inflation could definitely be the reason, or one of the reasons at least, that people are starting to shift their tipping habits.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter JJ McCorvey. JJ, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And before we go, tax season is upon us. And with so many changes to tax laws, it's not getting any easier to get your returns together. So all next week, we'll be bringing you a special series of episodes. Our team of tax reporters will be here with answers to some of the thorniest tax questions. We'll tackle topics like changes to the child tax credit, how the IRS accounts for rising inflation, and a topic on a lot of people's minds, how working from home works into your tax return.
If you're a business owner and you conduct the business from your home, then you are allowed to have a home office deduction, but not if you're an employee of a company and you're working at home. That's a big distinction.
It's Tax Week on Your Money Briefing, all next week right here in your podcast feed. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.